Tuesday, June 8th. Good afternoon and welcome to the program, the show where they come to you live from the Society for Ready Democracy, 98.1 FM. And you can also listen to me on the internet on www.readydemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osewa and powered by AfriCell. Like all time inside the program, we get news, information, and entertainment for you for the next 1 hour inside the program. You can be part of the program by where I will send you text message or comment to the number 077-981-981. The program that made the show and it come to you live from Ready Democracy 98.1 FM. And maybe they bring this edition come to you today. Me, that's up to you, Kalon. Inside the program, we are inside the studio with me, Aget Abdul-Latif Kabo, winner, the director of Foundation of Islamic Information. Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon, thank you very much.
Okay, well, done at the voice of my studio guest. Well, the program will start now as we look at the first issue. Inside May this year, the National Civil Registration Authority will start for register big people and picking them all over the country for get well body and data when government go use for bring development and the country and save the ID card people would use them all the ECOWAS country them. But this BNTM people only raise concerns they're not aware of this process. For the Kamara, the Director General of the National Civil Registration Authority, he said this now because the authority not get better money for continue with the awareness. He explained more about this to a reporter, Usman Kamara.
Engage school authorities the long time before this time. 1 month before the voter registration start, the Minister of Education been very cooperative. So they summon all the education stakeholders there from the provinces, the Kano Frito. We will be big meeting next the conference hall. We will provide per diem momentarily for the people in cover students. And I know we agree for saying the schools that will involve. But what if I am agree by then, when they extend the next voter registration, we need to start now on time. But even when we begin this, we send letters then to the institutions then. So we need time. We even give them, we do what they call sample questions they will send when it became a teacher and parent, because we know so most of the parents are very busy.
So basically in the concern really raised now that for them like they go host to host for the register picking them.
Even the schools there will not get enough equipment for going down all the schools are this one because we just have close to 4,000. Even then 4,000, not only because they get broke down every day, so they down every day, so that 3,300. Even the schools have occupied that day. Not the country. We want to really talk about going house to house. You know what we need to target. And now, as I tell you, we will be at the correctional centers. Like yesterday, I remember Pareba, we register 423. Outside with the register, we are going to the places that we're going to the old people's home, even Chrisa, we're going to register there. Because civil registration is universal. So we just beg you, just try to locate the nearest registration center you register it.
Okay, so what are the mechanisms really actually the institution don't put in place for tackle most of them problems that really happen?
We first of all, now we communication with the various authorities there. As I tell you, everything now money, right now, as I've been, I face a big threat. Yesterday, only at the trial because the PTA alone work for 3 weeks, we need for pay them. And the contract we sign, now every 2 weeks, now they don't threaten the FC, they down to. We all the sacrifice, even now as I talk, we not get money, we be engaged with Ministry of Finance. Even fear for putting them to come for good places for transport people there. To be honest, we not get that. But we are determined, and I believe government back determined for not one. I believe for say territory beyond, they will not provide money so that we will be able to target many, many places before the mass extinction stop.
Then the tell me the process for starting, not start the 10 day. What do the problem when it happens?
My logistical problems, I tell you now, civil extinction are 100% government sponsored. They don't try. All this equipment will get so that government bank, that will ban 100% of government assist them.
So how the population not talent?
Now I get 2 Land Rover, 1 Mount Republic and the system. The one in the east and the west with a target from places a day. Even if a free town, they may extend voter registration. Then we take by workers, the fire people left their office and then back to the table for the register. But what people will say, this ID card that composing, it is mandatory. It will be attached to many facilities. So we beg people there, many car out the register.
If you go make a suggestion to the government,
they ask the Ministry of Finance, let the airport with finance. If the airport finance, there is no time, I believe also, we will reach a target for register the entire country. May I encourage these state councils then? Because you decide not to talk about yourself, all people below 6 years of age, 1 year to 6 years, we provide them with free birth certificates. Let me know the importance of birth certificates to begin them. Now, 50% of Burkina is going to be, particularly in the provinces, only get birth certificates. We are now registering the future voters then. And mind you, this is the last mass registration will take place by this country.
Well, that's now for the Kamara Director General of the National Civil Registration Authority. We will talk to Usman Kamara inside our interview day. Osa is said the reason we make people not get better savvy about this process where they go on now because they say they not do better awareness. The program now made the show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and now I come over to my studio. Abdul Latif Kabo from Foundation of Islamic Information, you know the director. Start for tell listener them about the foundation.
Yeah, the Foundation of Islamic Information Fossil, we form 2013 on the 14th May. We think bring about the formation, there was a gap in the propagation of Islam, more especially in the book we get in the Quran, we are the vehicle of Islam. And in this country, the society, we don't get some way for negate the concept of Arabic language. There was a time in this country, Arabic, where somebody was like quoting sociologists and they say, they go get the term that they use when I say, Namarabu.
Okay.
Women see most of who picking them they share away and they also develop within the society see Arabic no get office. We also affect the level of education to the young one then we they come up say well you no get office so say what make a learn them. So as a result we form and this one for raise more awareness in harm. And all over the world Sierra Leone, no exception, you get most of we different countries they organize international Quran competition so they can go right through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, go down to the Ministry of Social Welfare for advice Sierra Leone. But over the time, sometimes Sierra Leone will send somebody because there was no national forum for groom up those talents.
Okay, other than be the main people founder, then maybe decide for come and put this organization together.
Well, the main founders, the one we get Alhaji Ibrahim Taleba, we double as the president for the Sierra Leoneans in Dubai, and then our late ambassador C. Timbo. Then we also get the Ahmad Amman Conte installed in Turkey in an international business somebody. Then, of course, we later on we get one of we the deputy speaker of the house is a very strong Muslim, so also be cooperating with for see how best we can showcase this particular program.
Okay.
Mind you, this cannot ever develop if you not get a people we get the art, the passion of Islam for making it go before. So these are some of the people that we all be coming for and just see we get this national forum.
So the easy way you see Unabi set up the Foundation of Islamic Information, Una don't they able to achieve them now?
Yes, so they able to achieve them. Within this thing, we don't do three successive competitions same. But what thing can happen, we His Excellency President be appointed ambassador to Timbo. That's not the first time Salon get ambassador to the United Arab Emirates. Like any other country, they get their own values. So we capture the mindset. One of the area where people they showcase themselves in the Arab world and then kind of competition there. So automatically it gets high interest. Instead we take off himself for meet the organizer, Quranic organizer for tell them see for we in no go this way will help Salon for the brand Sierra Leone at the Arab world. No wonder all over the we country here, no exception with the go to the other country that the Asian countries them would ask for help and any country get your own value and the Quran are one of them vehicle where they drive through their religion and cherish them.
Okay.
So getting that kind of access to the for and just see where they utilize that particular concept for self basically reflect nationally as well as internationally. So as a result we make sure see that one don't happen for the past 3 years. So don't you say represented as I talk now the one who win last year competition at Miata conference hall it is Dubai now they represent Sierra Leone.
So other than the people that we make up of this foundation,
well listen, and people them now Salon people them now Sierra Leoneans them and some of you don't go through the university we think see we can give back and most of the media experience we don't get through the university we can give back to religion for ensure see we transform because there is a lot of misconception about Islam but we think say yes getting the secular education having Islamic education and one aspect 90s no wonder now as they talk that language we talk in our office the University of Sierra Leone don't get a department they call the Arabic department. tournament. So yeah, starts the ball rolling.
So now we come to the competition, which will be June 11. What are the real purpose of setting up this Quranic memorization competition?
The main purpose, number one, for ensure say we use Danny as a tool for a rebrand Sierra Leone.
How
one Saloon, like any other country all over the world, then they invite you to the most enviable Quranic competition. Now Dubai, now the organizer, it gets one over 120 more countries away. They invite no continent we need.
Saloon don't ever take part, man.
Yes, of course. In fact, October, I just witnessed Mrs. Webigo witnessed the first female Quran competition where they organized in Dubai. And you know what? Out of 150 countries we showcase, you get the other countries and drop. But Saloon, be ensure say, will be succeed. Country like then, recent countries are very close. Then we send them home.
How does it come about forgetting one day we can go take part in the competition?
Then bring down the national Quranic competition because it's national. Like we get football. If you not get a sound league, you not go able to ensure say the country able excel for football. So as a result, we're the cripple. So that kind of concept is still with the ever in the old Quranic competition. We are in they organize the national Quranic competition every Ramadan. Why Ramadan? Ramadan because Allah says, "Shall Ramadan let the unzil avail Quran." The month of Ramadan, they give the Quran, so it's an opportunity for everybody. And from that competition, who that winner, it go Dubai for represent Saloon. Like the one win last year, as I talk now, it don't qualify, it don't the knockouts because you forget 70%. It don't go through. Now it represent Saloon the Green, White, and Blue flag.
Okay, Abdul Latif Kabu, Director of Foundation of Islamic Information, continue for the way to inside the program, and I will come back to you for a little talk more on this Quranic competition. The program with the listen to now made the show, and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now we move to the Anti-Corruption Commission. The Anti-Corruption Commission gets a system and process review department. We get a mandate for examine practice and procedure them. Now government, ministry, department and agency them. And according to Rashid Ture, the Director of Systems and Process Review Department, now ACC, he say the commission often notice some importer them. They do under declare them goods and safe. The petroleum company them not go through the as you go the assessment now attacky. Rashid Ture inside this interview together with Mohammed Sharif start for explain about the operation where the commission do undertake for the past 2 months.
For the past 2 months, we've done the Nawata Key, we're doing some overt operations. Overt operations, we physically observe what did they do. We observe the people, the service delivery, and the processes. We don't seize the force. We try for put a report together and present the report.
So let me talk about the service delivery Nawata Key, where we have been on the monitor for the past 2 months.
Yeah, well, service delivery per se not too good in accordance with the leader practices and procedures. Like for instance, in the valuation of goods, we actually discovered that some importers did under declare their goods, and in fact we were able to impound some containers.
And how many containers?
About 15 containers. But now they're under investigation. They went away on the value, and the importer for pay the value on their assessments in the NRA. Then also we discovered say the petroleum companies, they need to go through the Asikuda assessment, then get their own private consultant where they do assessment to the whatever figure and give them the pay to the consolidated form. So we discover that and we say it's very improper. So we give. For the past 2 months, we've done the Nawata Key. We're doing some overt operations. Overt operation, we physically observe what they do. We observe the people, the service delivery, and the processes. We don't seize the force. We try for put a report together and present the report.
So let me talk about the service delivery Nawata Key, where we have been on the monitor for the past two
2 months.
Yeah, well, service delivery per se not to go in accordance with the leading practices and procedures. Like, for instance, in the valuation of goods, we actually discovered that some importers, they under-declare their goods. And in fact, we may able to impound some containers.
And how many containers?
About 15 containers. But now, they do an investigation. They went undervalue, and the importer for pay the value on their assessments in it. To NRA. Then also we discover, say, the petroleum companies, they need to go through the Asekura assessment. Then get their own private consultant where they do assessment to the whatever figure they give, maybe they pay to the consolidated fund. So we discover that and we say it's very improper. So we give a whole meeting with NRA, and NRA may then go do an assessment again under the petroleum companies, and therefore pay the outstanding amount.
On people, the way they bring goods them at the country, where according to you, when you do the right thing then and save the national petroleum, we save get some question mark. Which are some of the recommendations we
the declaration of good, don't talk select NRA take customs take stringent measures on that. And the petroleum companies, we don't say let NRA customs put somebody in the petroleum companies, you know, we say they bring a product for the assess. Let the product will go through the particular assessment. They're not just rely on meeting the consultant they give, we don't get, because the consultant can give any figure because they're on their own side. And so we don't advise NRA, say, at least let them get somebody at that point we for the do assessment, and all the products already will come in for the go through a secular assessment.
With this, how much you think, say, the country they lost?
If you say the country they lose a lot out of that, but then one thing that the government and NRA the travel push, that this single window platform, we feel say if they install down the custom, the revenue generation will boom, because it will be very difficult for in contact with human touch.
Okay, so let me talk a little bit about the process, the way the key itself they use, especially the management, the structure way they did.
Yeah, well, so many players are the key, so many operatives, like the port of itself, they are the landlord, but you get so many operatives. We get the Freetown Terminal Limited, what you call Bolloré. We get the Nectar, where they deal with bulk and big bulk of goods, and we get the NRA, our customs. So we do findings on all of them, do observe all of them, and we get refinements, and we get a presenter report. But when we present that report, we will not validate them, because we all get for sitting together with the stakeholders and validate report before we bring them to.
So when the validation therefore take place?
Very soon, very soon. When we do that validation, they will get for invite honor to the presentation of the report. Very soon, we will launch the report of overt operation na the key.
Process and procedure now most of the institutions then. How it sounds like we don't actually monitor?
Yes, normally we don't do the systems reviews, NDAs, we can present recommendations. And after 3 months, we can go in for monitor the implementation of the recommendations. But what we want to find out is that most of the institutions are only implement the recommendations. Now there is a provision of the act on compliance sanction. We start for the involvement now that if not comply to the instruction of the commission of offense. Quite recently, we don't send out letters to NDAs that we don't review for letting do an update on the recommendations of the implementation of the recommendations. We give away in and verify the responses. We also engage in other activities in other institutions like immigration. We also do overt operational immigration. Right now, as we speak, we remind them that they observe the processes, because we don't understand, say, because of this interacting, people need to go obtain passport, and officers demand a lot from them. So we don't go in there for observe what they happen there. Then besides, we do a review sometime back. Now we don't go in again for monitor the implementation of the recommendations that we put in place. So the KO2 bars with us to immigration. Then also to engage the road sector. We don't discover, say, the road marking and road signs. We don't feed away, and some personnel that we did at the road sector, they take advantage of that. They extort money from road users or motorists. So we don't hold meetings with Sierra Leone Road Safety Authority, the police, and road maintenance for them to find a way forward, because we really want to minimize, prevent corruption opportunities in that area, and also in line with best practices as prescribed by the Vienna Convention for Road Signs and Road Markings.
Well, that's now Rashid Touré, Director of Systems and Process Review Department at the Anti-Corruption Commission. We talk to Mohammed Sherif Insider Interview for circa the 2 month assessment where they don't do. Osai is say the commission fair not say some importers in the do under declare and safe say the petroleum company them not they go through the as it could system now attacky. The program we they listen to now meet the show and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 0779-81981 at the normal way for send you text message to and be part of the program. Freedom of speech. We not for let people go to talk but thing the way they honor them and also draw government attention to irresponsibility them. Now important element for let any country get good democracy, peace and safety. But opposition political party and individual them don't they talk but burning issue them where some them can get problem with police. Also police can arrest and detain them. We make the director of Institute of Governance Reform IGR and Gulavali say then carry out the judiciary and police can take side of some issue them go increase corruption and also affect the country democracy. And Gulavali explain more about this to me inside this interview.
I think so. We normally get problems, issues with the way not only the police but justice providers and they provide security and justice generally. We know say they get challenges and get limitations, but given this country history, who's all come off from, we will know say if you deny certain people certain rights, they can resort to certain things that we can make, they can lead to problems for everybody. And in many cases, you can see say they easily can predict them because then they go favor without they go favor. Yes. So now that, like for example, in the case of Bunduna, you see say the police not being on the side of the people of Bunduna. In the case of Kabbala, which will be happening at Kabbala, but more than can do we can get political parties then either and get problems and get fractures. You can see say normally opposition parties then that they end up complaining the police instead of then guard citizens then you don't get the relevant manpower to foresee then they really short of manpower.
From a point where you don't make it in, insufficient of manpower in any way don't they contribute to some of the NTR we don't talk about?
Big time, big time. Insufficient manpower and the whole one conference where one person clearly talk about the recruitment pattern. It is to say, you know, if you get over serious recruitment, political recruitment process, it is to say some police officers then they maybe sort of them one for police and pay masters and people are already talk say no, this is why now the boss is name they can recruit them.
So in terms of people speaking up their mind, especially when they go out express themselves in different form, and we are seeing the trend on the go now and soon we'll get to 2018 election. You think that this in any way will affect the upcoming election?
Then we attempt for the affect them, but we know we affect them because we see at the sea back now a growing resolve on the part of citizens. Say no, then police there, nobody knows we make we fail the police them because these are our brothers and sisters, some of our classmates, then choose that profession for good. So and they are meant to protect us.
Then police here when you talk about something get order from the other one above. Mm-hmm. So in this case, who is to be blamed?
So no, if you get orders from above, the person who really give the orders, citizens thinking basically talk say that order they not proper. So and nowadays, you know now the 21st century, this is now 2017. Let's say we're not the among the list of countries who they still tolerate them here. So we one of the things that clearly we call for like in the press we have been doing, we actually need an independent investigation panel.
Apart from the
we get an independent police complaints board, but you go back and up with citizens there. We will look at how are city police officers actually treating opposition politicians, and what do we need for doing for them upkeep them professionalism.
But saying this, you know, things like the security sector, when are the police go things say, oh, no one interfere with their work, or now the film say they not keep people that enough for letting do their work.
Not to interference in their work. They are police officers. Near you to taxpayers' money. Neither the use of pay with police officers. The one they validate whether police and the look, now me and you too, because
ensure the safety and security holding at the hand. So now that make then suggestion I will put in the group is not to bring anybody down. As a matter of fact, one institution will not be partisan at all, not the police. Because you know, say government can outsource healthcare, you can outsource education, you can get private schools in. But one thing government will outsource at all, na security and justice. So that function then they if you do them, those are the core functions of the state. There is no way you will make them partisan. If you make them partisan, the thing where they really hold the states together, you put a knife on them.
So what thing this will lead to if people they come up with complaint things already against them, right? And also the kind justice and the community expect the police for acting and they get that. What thing this will really lead to in terms of peace and democracy?
Yes, I think so. Given where we come from, in many other countries, it will really drive dissension underground. But in the case of Sierra Leone, a lot of people, they are the seed and the afraid and the quiet. You know, like when something happen, quick you see police kill water tank, then go water with water tank, so people in quiet. So people, you know, they really actually talk within the field. In the process, what they thrive really in a corruption of the state. Because the state, the thing they really check the state for let it be less corrupt. Now we see this in the jobs, you know, disagree with it, whether that goes. It will increase corruption. It will minimize state accountability. It will make the population timid. So what is really necessary now for let, you know, people that win a democracy protectors like me, like radio democracy, we really get to see how do we set standards for let the police let them deviate from that.
People
really
look up to the police for get security and safety, but again we don't see plenty incident come up outside the arrest people. We don't see the life of Jasmine Suma, other opposition political party waiting is concerned. In terms of the police then doing their work, it means today different issue don't come up so from opposition party then and from a particular person in the Suma government, you think say many they don't give justice or security to them different people and other political opposition party then?
Well, that's really not the challenge down the way you get. And beyond just Metsuma, you get a group in a Renaissance movement. They approach they even take the police to court because they're not forgiven right of possession. What do you now this thing that you give somebody right of possession? Right of possession is some it's an entrenched clause in the constitution. So I believe so waiting to happen, you receive people and they take really up their powers upon themselves, we need to then get them. If we not get what time and the host, I get right for can pull placard for talk say, you know what thing? Only labor don't get us, me not get and they get what time, me not get what time. So then team and they now they enrich the content of democracy. When they say democracy, one big test for democracy. Now how whether people when they get critical views, including the opposition, then they get their voices aired. So in all finally the police become a problem to the democracy which we are going to be. Because if you stop, if people then feel threatened and they talk, then they want to may watch here first before they talk, that one they know to democracy.
Okay, well, that's the voice of the Executive Director of Institute of Governance Reform, and Gulavale be the end of the interview with me. The program that made the show, and it come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Now, the time follow, relax and take music.
Cause I carry for me, the act to find me. You my baby love and baby for you, what you find. When I'm on it, I'm on it in a day. Paradise day, what's I been in a day. Where God am I so near, people come to comfort me. And then I want to remember my people now. She's always satisfied. She know the frown on her face. Every day she smiles for me. Put on the door to change. When I love her, she had a thing. When I hope that I had a thing. She is not ashamed of me. She make up for me a man. My precious woman, woman. Tell her you be the only woman, woman. Tell her you be me precious. Tell her you be me diamond.
Well, well, hope so you don't enjoy that music, the inside the program we famous do. For we will back to my studio guest Abdul Latif Kabowe Komot, the Foundation of Islamic Information and Inner the Director. Idea for can talk about the Quranic memorization competition. Waiting somebody waiting will take person for first of all let it take part. And this first stage, we go later for go Dubai.
Well, I think we over the years, the criteria person over past 25 years of age, because it's an international standard all over the world, all the countries, Australia, you name the different countries, Saudi Arabia, UAE, you name them. Mm-hmm. These are the international standard. It person over past 25 years, and then the old Quran, the 140 verses, if you don't get naive, if you get off head.
So, in terms of our criteria, on our outline, how do know if waiting the person tell you
that? Well, what we do? We advertise. They use because it's a national something. We advertise using radio all over, making use of social media, and make sure say different mosques and different institutions they all know. And then we get different coordinators all over the country, north, east, west, south, and region. We all get the different coordinators, then we give them contact number. You register too. If you don't memorize this year, not two criteria. If you don't memorize half of the Quran and the old Quran, but why we do half? The half, if somebody, for example, you don't memorize half of the Quran, it will give you opportunity now for make you embrace yourself for the next level. Because not to half they left this country for we represent Sierra Leone. All the competition where they come from Saudi Arabia, from UAE, all the other countries are the old Quran.
Okay.
So we mean see you register to the coordinators and they will get a knockout. The knockout competition that they will scream. For example, say for example 40 or 30 people and come up from the different region, like for example Northern Province and Cam, they set aside a knockout for them. The one we qualify, they all get the highest mark in terms of the output in the memorization. Naingo represents the region. So each region now two people that they come for represent, whilst half of the Quran now two again, so that was the whole region now four people left. Four north, east, west, south. Now they meet up on June 11th
amphitheater. The kind of audition we go make that person qualify, like almost this week go make the person qualify for take part on the June 11th. Like almost this that can take so
no.
Way for me could critically pick the one we wanna say go represent Salon well.
No, we did one 2 months ahead of Ramadan because you also gave a good opportunity to the one with the qualify for revise. And this is what we do now, two stage, because we realize the third competition we left everything in the regions them, right? They will then come, now then pick, then come, we're not screaming. But this time, like all the international competition, like the one we left here, Amaduri, five days ago we left Salon for going to Dubai. Of course, even if you don't realize I left, you go America, from America, a camp Salon, you can't get in tickets, you go Dubai now. When you reach, then the tester, like all the countries away go, then the tester, if you score 70% before they allow for go to the main competition.
Okay.
So, you see, so we self again, we decide, see, after the region on pick, we for scream to go. Some then they will not qualify, no able to reach up to the tax in terms of, you know, because you get media houses away the cover. You understand? You come through, then they begin. They hear some sound, and this song come out of Salon, not to Salon no more. You hear what happened this year? The Mufti, everybody know Mufti Menk. These are one of the most expected individual in the Islamic community all over the world, where they move millions of people in the world. ISSF advertised for this program for say Sierra Leone, now one of the countries where they do Quranic competition. That statement they do, you also mean for Salon? It only brand Sierra Leone. Imagine your government left here recently, and president go na Saudi Arabia. You know what he mean for let the Saudi government, other people they. It's a Salon, not about war, but they also they use the Quran as a tool for national development. It is a lot of goodness for Salon.
People again can see Salon to that kind of a strong Muslim, and the one is a holy practice and some key only conscious about that during fast month. When I can only get a kind person who no say, then kind people are being with or without fast month, they are always a Muslim in terms of practicing everything where una can do.
No, don't they? Now, like that one, you know, rule out. Like any society, you get a good one and get a bad one. Even within family, you have the big one, the other one, they conform with the norms and values of the family. So, in any religion, you get the most active and passive one. But what's in clear is that we get more active Muslim than the passive one. Meaning that Ramadan or not Ramadan, a Muslim will testify, you know, that God not accepts Allah, Muhammad, and Messenger. And she'll say, not to one day prayers, you know, say, get for worship 5 day prayers, get for pray 5, 10 for the. So get into the different masjid, them, they are filled. The only thing where you go rule out, you know, the Ramadan gets one special value. You're a Muslim or non Muslim, you have a passion for that. Now look at what it happened. Because of some people, they are not Muslims, but because of the kind of value within them, what they expect them. So the Muslims are no exception. You go find out so this Monday camp, everybody want catch up with the blessing. So now make.
So these are the fourth national Quranic memorization. I mean, in terms of the previous one, they all be feel and be okay with the kind of result we salon get.
Yes, we're okay. You know what? Because this like start, there was no national forum, not like football. For example, Salon, one time they will win a zone two. We're happy. You understand? Time they come, we qualify to the national competition, the African Cup of Nations. It give you more happiness. But what we begin to go up and down, we would say, but what's happened? This forum, nobody, we establish and what happened? We representation not being good. For example, you ask me now, if in this one, we don't the 4 seconds, they all go, then qualify. Imagine what's going to happen. Now that make we replace Lala for Ambassador Sigit Timbo. Guinea, Liberia, they all let me borrow for Guna UAE. What happened? Salon the other year when we declare Ebola free, no not even allow Liberia, no not allow Guinea. But Ambassador Sigit Timbo gets for me the organizer and Sierra Leone they allow me for take part. Guess what? We'll be able to ensure we take part by the competition. So we mean see at the end he helped we for rebranding, he helped we for put up a position. So he good for we. And this one again, no exception. The mere fact this one don't go, he don't able dinner. If they begin to now, like for example, we attend the Dubai competition October, the first female Quran competition, over 150 more women sent. Now only like 3 countries they send home because they're not qualified. Sierra Leone was there. You know, guess what? When your sister take the podium, you go be amazed for see Salon Posse. They excel and ensure use your tool, your wisdom for showcase the Quran.
In terms of this being important, how we did, especially in Salon Sai, as we for make people know more about Islam, their worship, and change the bad perception where some people get about Islam.
First, the perception we don't all over. I tell you, say Arabic, then say you don't get office. We affect not only as Muslim, but even the country. Salon against relationship, most of the Arabic na international language, like we get French, right? English, French, Arabic. But if we demean another society, they affect you. If a president get for go, you get beside presidents, we get for relationship, international relationship with other country, then would I get for interpret for you? If the country do not groom up those people, we expect other person to interpret for we. So this one, they help develop the language itself. We also again, it is showcase with to those countries that we get this another part of them value. You know what I mean? Now, like anybody with a talky language, they get special passion for that one day. Okay. What do you mean, like the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, whether the citadel of Islamic religion? What do you mean, they don't say Salon, they do that kind of thing. They open up we and more goodness they come from them country.
The previous one, they wouldn't go take part in this competition. Then can obviously learn something new. I want to make sure, see, on the one in the way they don't go force, waiting they don't go learn new, then can pass them also on to other, I mean, Muslim people.
Claire, you know what happened? This competition face a rapid interest in the learning of the Arabic as a discipline, also the Quran. As a result of this competition, every family, every community, every region, one make sure they themselves get. You know what I mean? It's up to you, like you want all family. You get somebody where they live one on Salon and say you go represent Salon. What do you mean? When I left now, when I go represent Sierra Leone. You know what I mean? Like when we left here, I go represent Sierra Leone and Egypt and the media training for African journalists. You know what I mean? When I excel, I rebrand Sierra Leone. Where I do anything, I rebrand Sierra Leone. So now that kind of way, the way you don't excel, this movie, this all goes so. You know what I mean? It say one of the time where we be memorize Quran in dream, now for they partake in international competition. So imagine that kind of thing we don't develop up now in life, and now he go to the best hotel, then buy tickets for her.
But when I the blessing, they wouldn't can learn it, not so we our self can make sure say waiting they don't go learn the under. I mean, they can pass on to the one they were there. So
yeah, most of them they become a professionals. You get it, some of them they teach others.
Okay,
and we motivate them, and they all discipline. So imagine most of them we glue now sit down for things, say they want to be part of this international process for help rebrand this country here. So it's not about faith being praying, it's about because the way the team, for example, where they participate, so not to name the green, white, and blue flag like any other country. We mean say yourself are like not a Muslim, but that flag they name bind we as for say the land that we love our Sierra Leone. So for we na consciousness, for we it help position we you travel. What's in Sabi Salon for? If you go to the Arab country, now one gets in, so when the one gets posted, they make the member Salon. In a small country, was so, not only Sabia, they will say, oh, Salon, this is another country where that Mohammed Kalon be they play for. now you remember we only say, oh, salon, now who said that will be there? So having them process here, having this one, it then we show we position, say no, it's not about we know the name for war, it's not about concept of blood diamond, it's about also developing the God consciousness and the mindsets of people. When you come to get God consciousness, they succeed. If for example you get education, why make when you go to school with get religious moral education? If you get education without morals, you are out of it, you're not able to fit in the society. Why today some people get a position but they don't get that moral integration, that kind of release, spiritual integration? So as a result, they tend to be corrupt in a deviant system where they find themselves. So it goes a long way for developing this country, so and the mindset of people.
Those changes bring among especially the young one, and where they come up, where can try to begin practice some of the rights of Muslim, then you see them come backward, then back off and decide for go the other way. How this competition where salon people only take part in Dubai, I mean, whose changes they all make?
I mean, those changes, as I said, you
know, one or two,
as I said, a rapid interest in the discipline. One, the discipline gets a problem. This was a discipline where this country did not create an opportunity for another university. What happened? The University of Sierra Leone has endorsed and killed the myth, say, Arabic not get office. Now, like any language where they get itself to the university, it's a big development. All of them kind of way they galvanize the country, spank up all those developments. Why we need for that? Because they will say that it was a myth. They will call and say, Namarabu. Guess what? So today, we will go on the arts of the citadel of education. Today, we so we go for gold and bond. Now, as a result of this, there is a forum. We go to the art of education of this country. Say what you mean. If you people like say, if you go to be asked, say, whose country they want born you, you go see in America. If anybody will get in the king, the one college will go and go. Trust me, first choice for be a college. So that's it, a level of education right there. We take the arts kurande. So this is now a wake up call. You know, most Muslims they will get complex for Fobe College. So man, as you come for Fobe College, you come get complex. For even take the massive Muslim community right there, it's a development for Islam.
Okay, Abdul, when this competition take place, the fourth National Quranic Memorized Competition?
Next Sunday. And the one thing, this Sunday, 10 o'clock officially will start. The unique thing about this competition, trust me, you people anyway that and they tell you that Fobe College will go sleep. Miata conference hall, it was tedious for me last year. You know, not all of the way we take that population in this country again, because of massive people. Last year, the Inspector General of Police and get for camp sent a lot of massive security for go camp people. People they cry for say we just want witness it, because this is Ramadan. We don't get anything they will benefit with life. We just want to witness this kind of program. So it's a big program. It means a lot for this country. So guess what? When you see people from international world, they commend these people. They kind of say statement for salon. It means a lot for everybody, not only as a Muslim, but even for Yusuf Salon. Guess what? Nigeria the other year, and they win the competition. You know what they mean for them? If somebody win that competition at Dubai, last year it was $65,000. Now you do see.
This year, almost.
Almost. Yeah, this year, correct. But let's see. The guests, if you participate, guess what? So the least money will come up with $10,000 or $15,000.
Why do you take part?
Yes!
So you know that you put more energy.
No, we are not putting more energy about the money. Hey, well, ask yourself, say, why is Salon put energy about football? No, because it gets value. Because it's a rebranding the country. For we, it's not about the resources. It's about rebranding and putting the Sierra Leone in position on the world map. So that makes you the CC. People with integrity in the world, they showcase Sierra Leone in that time forum. For we, that we need, when you go to school, not be they motivate you, they clap for you. You parents, they can't propose you. This all are motivation. So we are just to put more effort in everything so that everybody will see the value. Markets, how you sell and so they will buy.
So now, so Afitias are the place where this national Quran memorization effort take place.
Yes, of course. Okay. Inshallah.
So, what are the kind of people who can be part of this competition, sir?
All sectors of society. You know what? We have a data. We have the ODK system where they get a data. We get people away, of course, the DIN technology. Then they for do the database process of all these processes. Yeah. Last year, people away they get called. We get now two technology they do. And we get people with a mobile system with an ODK system of taking data. How did you do that? Last year, it was get called about 2,500 and more people. When you can the analysis of all sectors of society, the politically, economic, as well, the social class, all, every everyone, the look at this, how salon certify all those sectors in the city. You see diplomats, you see politicians, you see civil society, everybody, members of the fourth estate, then a part of it. You see, so then make we really, really appreciate. And myself, for example, this is a Radio Democracy, the voice for the voiceless. Of course, it's your responsibility. This is a national interest. You now giving us space, like the space where voices are not giving, the space where AYV Media Empire are giving for being one of the television where they telecast this program live every year for nothing. Then you get Sign Africa, you get Citizens Radio, all of them, and they also do and they, all them process. And you've come, of course. Getting a democracy don't give me the platform for ensuring we showcase the beauty of Islam through this kind of process.
Okay, Abdul Latif Kabo, Director of Foundation of Islamic Information, continue for the way to inside the program. The program when you listen to them, I mean, they show and they come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 0779-81981. Now the number way for send you text message to and be part of the program. And now they look at another issue. The Gbongdapi community waited 12 miles from the headquarter town Napojeon, get over 8,000 population, but this community not get clean water, good road, train and qualified teacher them. And safe, they get challenge for do the agricultural work. We make the town chief na this community call on government for look inside and concern ya we don't the abog them. Chief Moinina Pama talk more to Elizabeth Ali Blango inside this interview.
We know the top case above with the one who government be saying that they will stop. Because we say we are chief, we get case inside somebody in place. We know the samos there, they can't any the blue samos. You cause na public, we na matter man, we na woman or man, you cause any bad cause na public. But that finding we find it with.
In terms of education, how education find us in Abundapi?
Well, education, we get three primary now, one junior and secondary. People that we pay, they pay, we they pay them. Now volunteer they pay to carry because teacher business is in Nigeria and Bangladesh. Because the way they go learn as they carry number work, then you try to pay the one the way they can pay. Then they work, then they give them small amount. So let the we get people the way they learn with beginner.
That's why they put money for giving them teachers.
They volunteer. Any new way you don't put picking at school, you know, so you want to picking land. They will ask you small thing like 5,000. Then say the headmaster them they go do let the school business and development go before. When they come with permitting, this is they don't say that more. My way in the move to you, increase the get for buy shop, you get for eat. 2-3 months in the good and team and day. Now we say the volunteer, not to bank in tell you by force. Now we the police and say, I'm meeting. We say now so for one. Now we the ruling for one. They're not the best thing for them.
Okay, you don't talk about primary school when I get three. They say when I get junior secondary school. What of the senior secondary school we know do? How the one in our one sit to us? How them to able for them?
We transfer them up again. Now both up in team make one let the government help you. The primary way that they are in the junior secondary. They are, if they approve teacher they are now with it see happy then they see your second is self tire.
The teacher that made the volunteer a qualified teacher then?
Yes.
All the water business when I get pipe on water now, clean water for the drink.
Water business is triangle now.
Which
one
water will they drink?
The water will they drink actually dry season, now they hold them with the drink water well. Yeah, pump them, but they pump them all like this project they can't be now, but instead they don't pull. Now said now in a fast month. Water business here is not sufficient to win now. Every population to plant now. Every week, we are not trade fair. Population, people that come up from Kenema, Kailan, all then business places that they can have every week.
How can we do for the dry season? We water can do.
Well, we can manage that. We have small, big water, but that big water, they get plenty of things inside, you know, fit for drink. Now, all the water well, then we dig them. Near the big water well, they dig them. Then we can manage with another dry season.
Government, so one day can I ask for countries out for cow to water business?
Then they come with the military then. But for can't do and they can't. Promise when they can the same now. Vote for we could go is so that we do. They're not gonna have it. We they still appeal let the government try. This water will be clean and no more water will come inside the bucket. Then the nine sufficient pump.
We think government for
we they appeal let government help we. We will be like bond up it arm, we not trade fear and we see them. We want any development we then appuja. We want to go there because now we support Puja before they start better. Any market we they say towns then they do trade and appuja. Now yeah they can't get a Tuesday and Wednesday, then see the way they move on. I go carry and when I had go clear and they not you know the way motorbike they it's really not go process now.
What thing are they do for long ago
when
I live
now? The agriculture we they live now. Now when they say we don't put pepper now, we don't butter. This is sure we go down. We know they make fertilizer pan. The agriculture we they make pepper, jacatu, watermelon, anything you want motorbike they eat. Now we they process sham, now we they pan, we they butter work we they do and that's most boring. Now then we they live pan. Then we are waiting the fish. We go there waiting the fish. Fish are mine. Then I fish with them. Because we want to say no agriculture. That's on agriculture. Now they live pan.
The Ministry of Agriculture can come in and seed them for plant.
No. Now we sell the process for ourselves. Now this year you know process your material. Then now the seed we they put out for the season. After we done season, can I the process? Government don't put on that. They say we they appeal the government put out pan. Now he send the period. Then make them come. Land we have for do the thing again. Because we born in better.
Please back. Starting from today, they don't approve our permission. They make this move. See, you can't find it just away from them.
For that man, who man had the business with Pekin and at this village, he plenty.
They make it up with them one more time. Call the law, anybody know we poverty law, you know, the weight. We in Naya, although the way this lawyer.
To them, man, they beat.
Mind them, they beat them, they mind them. But that is if you not too much. But we handle yourself in the place you take. We go move you in our police quarter. So the other person is here now. He go now say that my brother been do trading. I saw the ground with him. He said they finish for brown back.
We they see now them the big man and the man them small picking it. The apple abon that be.
The man is one small picking them. That is said the apple, but we the apple. Now today family today the brother when they give or the woman is SSF. Picking them they get belle. But picking they get belle. We chief they know they put on pana. It depends between the people that we them they deal with them with the family.
They can say other side and the boy picking more. They go school pass the girl picking and they apple abon that be.
Boy picking, girl picking, they been get in a school. We different sort of pan for them had them plenty pass it.
Well, that's na Chief Moinina Pama for Gundapi. Chief Dom be the talk to Elizabeth Ali Blango inside that interview day. Also, I say the Chief Dom not get clean water, good road, train and qualified teacher them. And self say they get challenged for do the agricultural work. The program now made the show and need to come to you live from Radio Democracy 98.1 FM 077-981-981. Now the number we for send a text message to, and now I will go inside the inbox and take some of our message them. This one on the Islamic competition say it's a good idea. This will make more young Islamic children take part and also learn the Quran. That message they come out from Abdul. This other one again they say this competition not be too known by people except now. That person they not send a name. This other message where I go read say what a great idea from the Muslim people, as this will strengthen and make people aware and know about the Islam. Well, now some of that message don't come, and Abdul, you will respond to them from waiting people they don't send.
Well, thank you very much. Well, hotel is excellent. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know the possibility, say it's not been known to people, whether they're not in Yeria, but I believe say anybody in this country don't say Ramadan. Every year this competition they come, and of course media houses they cover them, and you descend at the streets. If course if you go na St. John, you see the billboard. Then if you go na up one for the people who na the east, they see them. And of course through the radio station, the social media, and the different monks, I think that we don't popular anyway. And what's our appeal on the people? Inshallah, let make sure see this time we know another kind. Tension, not create tension. Then I make we don't get make sure see they will get over on getting something more cool the way they take care in terms of the security, in terms of the other way they usher in terms of the one the way they the other way they do the data collection. Then this side then go inside the amphitheater, so we no go allow no queue as they come. Everybody just go take your seats based on how you come. So not like invitation, so it's open up. We only get few places then for all the big other partners them where then we get to other area within the amphitheater way for other VIPs then. But it's open up because amphitheater is a place who open up recover. So it depends the time where you go. So if you go early, you get access to yourself for you able to get a seat. Now that you get to your own place. So that is more the appeal on to people and make because 10 inshallah will they start because with media partners then we don't get in a time frame and we're not want for go above the time. Last year we know see what make this, we get small delay that the kind of massive turnout of people and how for get at them because they play small on my watch despite we put television. So man they say no we if you don't if you are television, not for Kaya. You see, so this opportunity, some of them.
So I don't put proper preparation in place for the kind problem that may get from the previous one. Let it not repeat itself. And this other one will be June 11.
Yes, of course. And we don't do that one day. And we can see some meeting. One unique thing will happen. Most of the organization volunteers and then most of all, and even university, if it's a student, then students, a union, them within the Muslim community, most of them volunteer. They all send representative them. They all. So it's not about we, because the competition we not able to organize again by ourselves. It don't big pass we. So we mean say not for we. It's about we all, because the content here will they accelerate. Now the Quran ID for everybody. It's not about one section.
So in all of that kind, huge people na can get wicked and go take part. Almost people na can really want to qualify. We go represent Salon and Dubai.
Guess they get three major prizes. First, second, third, of course, always and get their annual, because the award they already don't come, because every year with the interested in Prince they don't turn at Dubai, they don't come. This, of course, in 2 hours from now, the first don't come, we just reach now, don't reach. They turn already. So with the getting the award, then also get big prizes that we offer. That's again, but in the next prize, that person there, now one person, because international now one person, they want the whole country, because you have many countries. So that one person, they all also get the opportunity for represent the country. So imagine a life, what it mean for left who represents we all in this country, what it mean for that person. So not only about having that award, but also for get the opportunity for someone like force with the fly. You imagine all of God, the beef of the person is in status will change, and of course it become an icon to the Muslim community. So in other words, because a point is where somebody who are emulate say, okay, myself won't be like a person day if I just have the opportunity. So it mean for the whole family. This is why in family they never make a home. You family, we mean then send call and special logo America. And from America, now they come off fly a car. In family, they pay tickets for a for camp. The car have been get offer and the tickets. Imagine what it mean for the family. So let everybody go along, give support to this whole process.
So quickly, you mind listening to them, but outside time and everything, because somebody asked for that.
The place for me na Fubi College, the highest citadel of education, the great enviable college that they will be, because it's so unique. We also want to show to the University of Sierra Leone, say yes, 190 years, we as Muslims, we also appreciate, see, that myth will be there, decide to say Arabic, na in other office, and Marabu, we don't get office for we, for get the departments that we are responsible. So, but again, we appreciate, okay. And we didn't come for showcase that one day. We tell them, thank you for that.
Okay, plenty thank you to you, Abdul Latif Kabo, Director Foundation of Islamic Information. As you there today for talk about the 4th National Quranic Memorization Competition, we will be June 11 at the Amphitheater and FBC 10 a.m. Plenty thank you, don't be my studio guest. And also to Otis Parkinson, we don't see no be in the machine, we don't get technical support, and to my producer Khadija Bangwa, and guest of all the team na Radio Democracy. Me we don't be a presenter for the program midday show today, Thursday, June 8th. Me na sabtu yu kalonda sutata.